Hey everyone, welcome to today's episode. Today we're going to be looking at The Handmaid's Tale. Feminism has a huge impact on this novel. This makes sense, since the novel was written in the 80s, when the feminist ideals of the movements in the previous decade were still strong. However, the novel is set around 10 years in the future, where feminism has been erased and the patriarchal regime, Gilead, has risen to power. Margaret Atwood uses the rise of Gilead in The Handmaid's Tale to show the growing disregard of younger generations, both then and now, for the feminist ideals of the 1970s and the implications this has. In The Handmaid's Tale, the feminism of the 70s is represented through Ufred's mother, and the younger generation is Ufred herself. During the 60s and 70s, radical feminists took a strong stand against the exploitation of women. They burned pornography, as it degraded women, and campaigned for women's legal right to abortion. Ufred's mother is one of these women. She would come home with other women from marches, stay up late, and move apartments a lot. Ufred hated this. She says she remembered her coming back to one of her many apartments with a group of other women. They'd been in a march that day. I wanted from her a life more ceremonious, less subject to makeshift and decampment. Ufred didn't really care about what her mother was fighting for. She just wanted a normal life. Since she wasn't very old at the time, the issues didn't really affect her. And when she was older, the problems her mother protested were mostly gone. Ufred didn't realize how hard her mother and others like her had fought, and had simply accepted her way of life as a hard fact that nothing could change. When Gilead took control and ended that way of life, she was scared and unsure what to do. The rise of Gilead ended the way of life Ufred took for granted. In a very short time, Gilead was able to end women's rights. As this happened, Moira, Ufred's close friend, came over to help her make sense of what was happening. She told Ufglin that they've frozen her compy cards. Any account with an F on it instead of an M. All they needed to do is push a few buttons. We're cut off. When Gilead began its takeover, they had to do very little to remove the rights of women. To cut them off from their money, a few pushes of a button. To fire them from their jobs, send one or two soldiers into each business. A climate of fear and ignorance allows Gilead to introduce new laws unopposed, so that gradually most women and many men lose their human rights. As Gilead removed women's, and later, human rights completely, for many of its citizens, no one did anything. People had taken for granted the rights and freedoms they had, and when they were threatened, people expected that nothing would come of it. They thought they couldn't lose what they had. Gilead proved them wrong. In one swift motion, women were cut off financially, losing their money and jobs. They were forced back into their homes and into the roles Gilead expected them to fill, like taking care of the house. Ufred falls into those roles, whether she wants to or not, saying that she did more baking and cleaning. This was exactly what Gilead wanted. The quick and clean takeover shows the fragility and disregard for the feminist ideals. There was some shock initially, but soon this was accepted by most people as the new social norm. The people didn't feel the need to protect their feminist ideals, and that resulted in the eradication of those ideals. The Handmaid's Tale is a great book with some very powerful messages. And I thought I wanted to do a bit of a reflection on my reading of the book and some of the parts that stood out to me, and anything else that I wanted to add in. So first, I don't think I would say I had a favorite part, honestly. There were a bunch of parts that stood out to me. First, the doctor scene, where Ufred goes to, go to the doctor's office, and the doctor there is like, hey, do you want to, do you want to do you want me to give you a baby instead of your commander? Like, if it's not working? I'm guessing because, you know, no one wants to be, you know, be a quote unquote unwoman and get sent to the colonies where you're probably gonna die, or, you know, something get executed, or, you know, whatever, for not being able to have a child. But I just think it's kind of creepy. Like, the guy's like, yep, do you want to have a baby with me? Like, I'm just this random guy that you don't know. Also, the hotel where the commanders went, not so much the premise of it is a bit sketchy as well, but, like, the fact that Mara was there and was one of the women there. And when, you know, when she was talking to Uvglen, she told her story of how she escaped, and she was on the underground female road, and she was up in Maine, but then she got busted, and she was given the option of going to the colonies or going to this, like, nightclub, I guess is the right word, which I think is odd, because the whole, I mean, on the surface, Gilead appears to be on the whole about, you know, at least the women saying you're gonna make them, like, safe again, and they're, like, but, and no exploitation of women, but that, you know, that's kind of not really a thing, but they give them the option of having this thing open where, you know, women aren't in traditional roles, which I find odd. Also, I thought it was the scene with Serena Joy showing some kind of sympathy or emotion towards Alfred and telling her that she could make an agreement with her to help her get pregnant so she wouldn't get sent away. And I guess it comes from not so much out of compassion or something like that, more just she wanted to have a child to take care of. But it was nice seeing that the wife had some kind of emotion towards Alfred, and a couple others that stood out to me, like the public execution where all the handmaids were going and essentially just beat a man to death. Like, what? Like, I don't get that. It just seems odd that they can make them do that. Why would they, like, they just forget that that's another person and they're just beating them to death? I don't know, and the last thing I wanted to mention was the part with the cat, not so much because it was significant in any way, but just because it made me die inside. Yeah, there's not a whole lot for me to say there, just, like, you had to kill the cat. I don't like that. I don't know, I guess to wrap up, like I said in the beginning, I think that The Handmaid's Tale is a great book, a very powerful book for a very powerful message. Yeah. Thank you for listening, and I'll catch you next time. Later.